The mythology of the show, which is that ancient cultures have been kidnapped by the Gould, taken to other planets and sort of had their cultures kept down and primitive, but that ultimately the universe is populated by humans who originated from Earth.
Come. Lovely. Full of life. You could be the vessel for my future queen.
Apophis is the nemesis of Stargate SG-1. He has stepped into the void left by Ra, who got nuked in the movie. According to ancient Egyptian mythology, Ra was the sun god, ruler of the day, and Apophis was the serpent god, ruler of the night. The two would enjoin battle every evening, every night, upon which Ra would emerge victorious, Apophis would be vanquished, and therefore day would yet dawn.
Does she please you, my lord?
Jaffa incubate Goa'uld, young Goa'ulds, into maturity. After they reach maturity, they seek a human host. The strongest and meanest go into my service.
I am a Jaffa, bred to serve that they may live.
I don't understand.
The Jaffa are the warrior class, Apophis' warrior class. They are basically his stormtroopers, his SS. They are his might, in a kind of way. And what the deal is that the people on Chulak, the elite, if you will, the people, receive this symbiote. And there are different classes. The first primes, of course, you see are the ones with the gold tattoos, and the other guys have the black, almost ash-like tattoos. And they're waiting to become upgraded if they prove themselves in battle.
Teal'c was very focused on his people and their plight and freeing his people and his wife and son, and didn't really care to assimilate much with human beings or anyone else that he came across. I think he was very single-minded in his quest to help his people.
With or without you, Neil, I must return to Chulak.
Either way, it's suicide, my friend.
Within days, my son will come of age. He will be called to the religious life of our world. He will undergo the ceremony of implantation, the Primta. The day when a young boy receives his first Goa'uld symbiote and becomes a true Jaffa, just as all other Jaffa before him.
Teal'c comes back because he knows his son is going to have the same rite. There's a rite where the symbiote is placed into him, so Teal'c comes back trying to stop that. He doesn't want to allow it. He doesn't want his son to be polluted, to be burdened.
I am not the only one among my people who believes this. My first teacher, the Jaffa Master Braytak, he knew very well the Goa'uld are false gods.
And I'm introduced as I'm literally guarding his house. It's almost like I go back because he was my prime pupil. I go back and visit there. It's like a shrine to something that I've lost that's been really important to me, and on a certain day. So I initially try to guard the home, the ashes of this home, from O'Neill and from the SGI unit. And it's only later that I see that Teal'c is there.
You're over 100 years old. God, I'm sorry.
$133.
You must work out.
Sort of an Obi-Wan Kenobi type. I tried to describe it early on when I first got the part, and I said, who is it? And I said, well, he's sort of a medieval, futuristic Roman samurai warrior.
Not bad for a man of 133.
Not bad at all.